When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fightful. Yes. It's your favorite two-woman power trip, Cresta Star, Oridian, and we're covering AEW Collision, November 11th, 11th, 11-11, Make-A-Wish. Oridian, how are you? How did you enjoy the show this evening?
I am doing so well. Thank you so much for asking. I thought that this card was absolutely stacked. Talked to you a little bit about this before we started, and I'm really excited to chat tonight. How did you enjoy, I was going to say Dynamite. Jeez. How did you enjoy Collision tonight?
Collision was a good show tonight. I'm not going to hold you. I had a good time. There was a lot of stiff chops. Nigel McGuinness. Can we talk?
An absolute menace.
He was a menace tonight. He said, Kevin Kelly's not here. I'm turning up. He was a bad child tonight. And if you want to be a bad child, don't forget to leave those super chats, thumbs up under this video, whether you're watching us here audio or live on YouTube. If you want to get your question or comment read live on air, hit us up with that super chat. Or you can head over to humperchats.com, take your fingers or your thumbs, and you type in humperchats.com. You leave your question or comment, myself and Oridian will read it live on air. Like, Oridian, how did you feel that there was not enough scissoring on this show? We get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. I'm happy. She's happy. Sean Ross Sapp is happy. Humperchats.com. And also, don't forget to subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. Listen, you know you love dirt. So come over to the dirt sheets and pay your $5, pay your taxes, pay your toll. All right.
Yeah. Rick will not be joining us tonight. We get it. Boo. We already booed him in the chat. Tomato. We were like, come on, sir, please. But it's okay. Two woman power trip. We will get it together tonight for everyone watching. Thank you so much. And yeah, let's start talking about the show. I'm ready.
So the show tonight opened up with Andrade El Idolo with Daniel Garcia. But hold on. He came out with one CJ Perry and was not mauled, attacked, and abused by Miro. Before we get into the match, what was your initial thoughts on that, Oridian?
Mind blown, right? I think it started with backstage. Lexi was like, all right, you know, what's happening? And he's like, you'll see what's happening between me and CJ. And I'm like, okay, he's probably not going to take it. I honestly thought he wasn't going to be managed by her. And Andrade's coming now. And then you hear the little Hot and Flexible theme song, and the Hot and Flexible is on the Jumbotron. And I was in shock because, first of all, she looks so great.
Yes.
And now that she's managing Andrade, oh, no. This is not going to be good. I mean, Andrade can hold his own. Absolutely. Right.
Yes.
But I'm a little scared because Miro was watching the whole match and then he was touching the screen. Cresta.
You complete me.
And when the screen started, it was turning blue. It was messing up a little bit. I said, sir, I don't know if you got the budget for that. They're going to charge you for that television. But what a crazy turn of events. Right.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, where does this go? I think that Miro is somebody who can respect an Andrade, who's not going to be after literally his wife, you know. But I was surprised Miro didn't run out and this was a non-compete. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's get into this match. Commentary was really putting over the fact that Daniel Garcia just does not have the same power as Andrade El Idolo. And shout outs to Tony Schiavone for saying Andrade El Idolo right. Tony was on it tonight, but not Nigel McGuinness. We'll talk about Nigel McGuinness's commentary in a bit. A few favorite points of the match for me was when, oh boy, Andrade hit the Tranquilo, just sitting in the rope. Daniel Garcia says, I don't need this. You know what's about to happen. Doesn't even get a chance before Andrade pretty much damn near gut wrenches him. There was the two amigos, Daniel Garcia ends up getting out of the third. There was also two flying forearm shots from Andrade, a disgusting double knees followed by that on Garcia, but only a two count. I missed the finish of this because a power in my house said, you know what I have to do? Take a nap. So Ridian, how did this end?
It ended well for Andrade. It looks like being managed by CJ Perry is going to work out well for him. Uh-huh. It's unfortunate for Danny Garcia because, you know, he took a loss last week, took a loss this week. So we don't know what's going to happen with him. I think maybe 2.0 might have something up their sleeve to kind of like revive the career of Danny Garcia. But Danny doesn't really need anybody's help. He just needs a little bit more time, I think, right? He needs the right opponent. He needs the right storyline. And the crowd is behind him, and that's what's important. The fans love Danny Garcia. Everybody's doing the dance. And yeah, Nigel on commentary. That's going to be a theme of the night for tonight.
Daniel Garcia is dancing in front of CJ Perry, and I forgot what Nigel said. And I was like, what? Bro, like, Nigel, this, you forget this is professional wrestling, professional. We're not even talking about the 69 joke that came up later.
Oh my God. Which, what a mess. The fact that he had to explain it to Tony Schiavone, he also has to explain it to me because I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And he's like, what did he say? It's like 69 day, but hold on. More or something?
I have it. They ruined 69 day. It's like 69 day, except girls get 8 inches, get eight more.
Eight more.
Nigel McGuinness, sir, ma'am. Stop.
Stop it right now. He was like, all right, I'm not being supervised tonight. Bet.
Yes. Literally, he was like, yo, Kevin Kelly's not here. That's my supervisor. I'm doing whatever I want. Post-match, like we said, Miro looks on. Kind of sad for Daniel Garcia, but Andrade looked fantastic in this match. Next, we were treated to a Dalton Castle match versus Nick Wayne, and they call this the patriarchy, which honestly,
it's giving Kenergy. Kenergy for real.
Kenergy, yes, it's giving big Kenergy. I loved this match because Dalton Castle is a treat. As goofy as you think he is, this man was in that ring gut suplexing Nick Wayne left and right. Nick Wayne looked like Darby Allin in this match. And y'all know, if y'all know what a Darby Allin match is, you get yeeted around all match and then you win. And that's exactly what happened. At the top of this match, Nigel McGuinness says the 69 day. Uh-uh. Also noticed that Nick Wayne came out to Christian Cage's music. When are y'all all going to see that you're being manipulated by one Christian Cage? Come on, dude. There was a leg pull into an overhead suplex from Dalton. The two gut wrench suplexes I was talking about also from Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle took 90% of this match. The ending came in with a missed Wayne's World the first time, which was turned into a released German suplex. And then he finally got a Wayne's World for the 1-2-3 pin. How do you feel about this match, Iridian? Do any spots call out to you? And how do you feel?
Oh, man, I love any time that we get to see Dalton Castle. I think that man is a national treasure.
Yes.
We should protect him at all costs. He came out talking about peacocks and seals, and now he was talking to the seals. And I was very confused, but very entertained.
Yes.
Love to see it. Nigel said that Nick Wayne admired Christian so much that he was going to take Christian's last name.
I'm so tired of Nigel McGuinness. I'm so tired.
He is such a fool. I am absolutely here for it, man. But Nick Wayne was quick throughout this whole match. He was really, really great. Mm. And the boys who were with Dalton Castle, I feel like they really earned their paycheck tonight, right?
Yeah.
Luchasaurus was going to get involved, but the boys interfered. Mm-hmm. They did what they could with what they had, right? Because they didn't really stop that man.
He's a really dinosaur. Like I said last week, his cousin is Thesaurus. What you going to do against him?
Exactly. There is no beating Luchasaurus. So, boys, you earned your paycheck, but mm-hmm. you didn't help him win.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think that honestly, Dalton Castle is one of those wrestlers that I would love absolutely to get like a serious push. Because last week they were talking about how he interrupted their celebration, which I still don't understand why he did that. But at the same time, it's Dalton Castle. He's chaotic energy. He's like magic. He don't got to explain shit. He just does it. He does what he wants. This match was great.
And you know what? Before they mentioned it on commentary, I completely forgot that that happened mm-hmm. last week. I'm like, oh, you're right. He did do that. Like,
random.
Yeah, let's do something with that now. You know, maybe that adds to his character somehow, but he lost the match. So no, it really didn't.
It's like, I feel like you're bringing in Dalton Castle to put over people, and Dalton Castle's the guy you should be putting over. He's so fantastic. I feel like Kate is puppeteering me right now because this is something Kate would say. But Dalton Castle is so interesting. He is sports entertainment.
Absolutely.
Peak.
Yes.
Peak. After that, we got a promo from Hangman Page onto Swerve for their Hangman Swerve Part 2 match. So it's announced that it's going to be a Texas death match. And Hangman Page was really, he was shooting from the hip this promo. He said that, you know, I hope you cherish your family. I hope you see all your pictures and your funerals, all that good stuff. Because when you come into this Texas death match, you're not going to do that. We're going to put you 6 feet under. And when I'm walking with my son, we'll come and visit you and then piss on your grave. All I said was, boy, he mad. You're not going to come into my home, cut a promo on my baby. And think it's going to be okay. What are you, Samoa Joe?
Samosif Joseph, as you say.
Samosif Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about this promo? And were you a sports entertainer? I was to see Hangman just be like unhinged.
Okay, this promo had me sweating. I had goosebumps. I was shook. I didn't know what to do with myself, right? Mm-hmm. Hangman is not coming to play. The moment where he was like, you have a sad, pathetic, meaningless life. I thought that was going to be it, right? I'm like, okay, sir, you do you. And then he was like, I want you to go into your house, into Swerve's house, look at every single picture and think about all of the moments that you are not going to be there for. Because exactly, you know, he mentioned his kid. He's like, I'm going to go with my child to your grave and watch my kid piss on your grave. Literally, who? True. Ooh, rude, disrespectful, right? I was living for it. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. This Texas death match is going to be, what did I say? I wrote it down. It said it was going to be the most disastrous in the most beautiful way. I think these guys are going to steal the show that night. It's going to be so cool, and I can't wait to see it.
In this moment, this promo, I love this promo because it's on par with Swerve's. What is a buckshot to a kill shot promo. This is the perfect answer for that, and I'm so excited. I am not excited because, as you guys know, I'm soft. I don't like blood. But this match is going to be a beautiful, bloody masterpiece, and I don't want to watch it, so I can't wait for someone else to review it. Shout out to you guys. But it's going to be great. I can tell you it's going to be great. What a good promo. Yeah. We got another We got another match after that was LFI, which is Rush and Drulistico, versus the Work Horsemen and JD Drake and Anthony Henry. Now, in another time, maybe 4-5 weeks ago, I don't want to win Jobbers, but the Work Horsemen, it was working tonight. They were getting their paycheck, Your Honor. They were working. JD Drake was yeeting Drulistico around like Drulistico was the jobber. Yeah. Oh my God, the Work Horsemen are so good. Yeah. There was a bunch of knife edge chops. It started off honestly with Hendry and Drulistico, and Hendry wasn't giving Drulistico an inch. Anything you could do, I could do better. And I know what you guys are thinking, that they're going to lose this match. But Hendry said, it's not going to be free, baby. This is not going to be free, baby. They were slapping the soul out of each other. I cannot stress that one time JD Drake slapped the McFuck out of Drulistico. And I felt that in my scrot. And I don't even have one. It hurt so bad. I felt that in my house. JD Drake was like, I don't care if I'm losing. You're going to feel it. You're going to remember me. I want the workhorseman to get a push. I don't know what we got to do to make it happen, but I want them to get a push. The win, of course, is Roosh gives I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. But Roosh gives Anthony Hendry the horns. I put the bull horns, but it's the horns. And that looks so gnarly because it's like a delayed shotgun into the corner. Mm-hmm. And that the way he explodes at the end, I'm like, yo, my chest, my neck is caved in. I don't want to wrestle you no more. What did you think of the match, Iridian?
When you see Roosh in there, you feel hurt.
Yeah. Like,
that's what it is. Yes, you feel the pain. You're like, please, just end it already. Call it. Don't revive me. I'm done, right? Nigel in this match again. Please. He is an ally, right? He was like, Nigel, he was talking about Preston Vance, and he was draped in the Mexican flag. He was like, is that cultural appropriation?
Yo, but he's telling you, Nigel, shut up, bro. You're a menace.
He is just stirring the pot. That's what he's there to do, stirring it every week.
And Tony's like, it could be appreciation. Like, yo, that just all I could think of is like, yo, you being mad British right now. You stirring the pot. You like you stirring the pot. You being mad British right now.
Sir, please, man, it was insane. And what I thought was great is that Roosh just really shines in the matches that he has, right?
Yes.
But first of all, his brother Jalisco came out looking so scary. I was yes. genuinely terrified. He came out in the all black, and that was in contrast to Roosh, because Roosh was dressed in white. And I'm like, this is just perfect. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. And they just have such great chemistry together. And it's wonderful to see the Workhorsemen finally get some more TV time. You know, we talk yep. about them week after week when they do show up, and we're like, these guys are really fantastic. Fantastic. And they really worked. They said, y'all ain't going to yeah. get this for free, like you said. So man, just great stuff from them. And what happened after was even better.
What happens after? First, I want to get into our first super chat from Wrestling Wind Down. We love them. You're doing amazing, sweeties. Oh, thanks, Mom.
So kind. Thank you. So kind. Thank you, Miss Lowe. Love to see it. Love you, bestie.
We love Wrestling Wind Down. Shout out to Wrestling Wind Down. Thank you so much for pulling up. I got to get some of y'all merch because bad bitches do love Daniel Garcia. So post-match, House of Black declares for the trios titles. And they said, clearly us beating you guys up is not clicking, Steven.
Working.
So we're going to make you chase us. We're going to take what you guys want the most, which is the trios title from Daddy Ass and the Acclaimed, mm-hmm. and make LFI, the Acclaimed, and I think they said one other team that I can't think of. You're going to make us chase for the titles. Mm. Julia then says, listen, what's a little poison in the face? It's a gift. Look at me. Malachi spat in my face and look at me. I'm a god now. Mm. Willow, mind your business, okay? Sky Blue, why you keep denying this gift? Julia's crazy.
She is so, so good right now. And only being, I think she just turned 22. Mm-hmm. Sky's the limit for her, yeah. right? She is already the leader of a faction.
And a good faction at that.
Yes, fantastic group. And she's just so good on the mic. She is really selling the story. When she was like, Sky, come on. Why are you not taking this gift? I'm like, yeah, Sky. What are you waiting for? Come on.
Just be evil.
Just do it.
I'd be interested in a straight up heel run, but I would kind of want it to be her versus Julia. I think there's some stonkers in there. Like, there's some good bangers in there. I think that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah. Possibilities are endless, really.
I love that for House of Black. We get a follow-up with Lexi Nair and Chris Statlander in the back. And Chris Statlander is like, listen, I don't care about no Julia Hart. If I'm really being honest, the only person that deserves a title shot is you, Willow Nightingale. And we love Willow Nightingale. Positivity. She's like, oh, yes, I love you too. Thank you so much. So then Lexi Nair is like, yeah, but what about the other two girls? Chris Statlander said, no comment on Sky Blue, and walks off. And Willow is like, yo, I'm just happy to be here. Don't ask me nothing. Don't ask me nothing. I finally got rid of that stuff out of my eye. Please don't ask me nothing.
Yo, really interesting, right? Because Sky hasn't been able to, like, leave that phase or that mentality, mm-hmm. that black makeup is still on her. And Willow kind of slowly moved away from there. So I wonder if there will be a point where she gets back to that, or if they're just like, all right, no, Willow was the one that was saved. Who knows? We'll probably save that for later.
I low-key just want them to push Willow like they did babyface Bailey back in the day with the hugger. She could be literally the baby face of your division. She's all packed into one. She's got a great moveset. Like, you can't help but cheer for her. And sometimes it always boggles my mind why she's not in your main event scene, why she's not like she should be the face to your heel Britt Baker. You know what I mean? To a heel Thunder Rosa, to a heel Deeb. That should be your baby face. Yeah. That's just me talking, yelling into the dark.
No, and I absolutely agree with you. Yeah. I think that there is absolutely no way that the crowd right now will boo Willow.
Yeah. So
really push her to the moon with that. You know, you can have her going forward always as the babyface, as that representative for the division. And people love her. Everyone dances when her music comes on. People love to cheer when she's barking. We'll talk about that later. But oh my God, the crowd loves it.
Yeah, like, bro, she reminds me in her own way of Brody King. That pounce is devastating. Okay. No matter who it's on, you can be. I think she did it to Layla Hirsch, and Layla Hirsch is bulky. She's stout, and Layla Hirsch was like, it's a good move. It's a good move. It's a great move, even.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Guys, make sure that you send us your super chats or head over to humperchats.com and send us a little bit of your little moolah, a little bit of your money. We will read it on air, your comments, every single one. We will get through it tonight.
We won't miss. We won't miss. Cause listen, Crest of Star is Brock Lesnar. I don't get paid by the hour. I got some grievances. We don't even have a graphic. How many times did the two woman power trip got to do this? So whoever has to hear this, when is Cresta and Iridian getting a graphic? Two woman power trip. We need the handshake in the back.
We need the little handshake.
We need the handshake. We need the handshake. Next, following that, we have Roderick Strong with the Kingdom versus Darius Martin. Now, Roderick Strong has a very punchable face, and this is some of the best work he's ever done in his career. And I liked him in Undisputed Era being a piece of crap. This tops that. He is so annoying. He is so annoying on the way to the ring with the my neck, and they take off the neck brace. The next thing you know, he's doing back break. He's doing stunts, tricks, ducks, and dives. As soon as the match is over, yo, I hate him. This is so good. It's he's so annoying. This match was stiff. Darius Martin, much like Anthony Henry, was like, you're not getting this for free, all right? This is not going to be for free. The stops were stiff. I wrote that Nigel is on one. I don't even know what he said. But it was probably something rude. It was a yam bag shuffle into an insecurity from Darius Martin, which I thought was really good. And a knife edge chops in return on Roderick Strong. The ending came with the Shark Week into the sick kick into the end of heartbreak on Darius Martin for the Roderick Strong win. The next note I wrote is not this neck brace again. Post-match, as tradition, the Kingdom hits you with the wiener punch, followed by the spike pile driver. And Action Andretti, late to the party. Iridian, what did you think of this match? Should Action Andretti even came down? It's too late. He's dead already.
It's too late, sir. It's not like when Jeff Hardy was still saving Matt and then he had to do his little dance before he went in there because he at least still could help Matt a little bit, right?
Yeah. But
Sir, you should have just stayed in the back. At that point, what were you doing? He wanted
Superman video. I was in the back.
He wanted his little TV time. He said, wait, let me just make sure the camera sees me this week. But man, unfortunate events that have been happening to Top Flight, right? Between Darius and Dante, that they've kind of had to just have individual singles run with and Action Andretti thrown in there every now and then. It was
AR Fox.
Yeah, or AR Fox. It's, you know, it's not great. But Roddy, oh my God. I feel like every week is something else with him. It's like that bad kid in class where you're just like every week, every day, something new with this kid.
I'm like, yo, and don't please be absent today.
Please. So the fact that they were pushing, Kingdom comes out with, and Roddy's in his little wheelchair and Roddy's like slow, you know, down the ramp because he doesn't want to fly to the ring. Oh my God. Literally, I cannot with him.
Roderick Strong, this is some of the best character work you've ever done. But oh my God, you're in my skin. You're so annoying.
You said, I'm here for it, but I hate you.
I hate you.
And then the fact when he was getting to the ring, he had to like hold on to the chair. He's like, I can't do it. Like, I don't know. And then everybody cheered for him when he stood up. Please. Don't encourage that man. Please.
He don't need no titles. He just needs to be annoying on my screen every week. Mm-mm. You know who doesn't think we're annoying? Wrestling Wind Down once again. Oh. I love a little girl's chat. Someone make the graphic. Ring the bell. Make the graphic.
Make the graphic. Make the overlay. Where is it? And nobody has said anything about Cressa's background, which I think is rude. I mean, no one has acknowledged it.
Oh, I just, okay. I didn't think it was going to do all of that. I just wanted to turn off my camera.
You said, I'm just going to scoot to the side.
Listen, wrong show. Finn Balor, what are you doing in the Impact Zone?
Big facts.
We also got another super chat from Wrestling Wind Down. Said, Ashton Andretti was late because he was shaking the ass in the deli.
Okay. I have told Lo this, who is the creator of Wrestling Wind Down. You've heard Ice Spice's song, Deli, right?
Yes.
So I truly think that somewhere in there you can throw Ashton Andretti's name and it will fit. Because it ends with the I, the Andretti, the deli. Like, come on. Ice Spice, write the theme. I feel like that's money right there.
I was shaking ass in the deli, running down the ramp. I'm actually Ashton Andretti. Yeah, we're rappers.
We did it.
Bit quality content that you can only find here on
Yep.
2K Finn Balor and Ashton Andretti shaking ass in the deli.
Love to see it. You heard it here first. We made it.
Next, speaking of, you heard it here first. Where's my microphone? Because I love you, Tony Khan, but I'm about to cook you right now.
Oh, no, the promo.
I can't find my microphone. But shout outs to Tony Khan. So let's start with, before I cook him like a stir fry, let's start off with the content of it. We're now getting.
You want to be Tony Khan and I'll be Brian.
Okay, here we go. This is, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is like Tony Storm and scene. Hi, everyone. It's me, Tony Khan. And I'm pleased to announce that we are having All In. That we're having All In. And we were super bummed last year that it was riddled with injuries. But you know who's not going to be injured? Danielson.
I'm so excited, Tony. I can't wait to be.
Yo, don't sue us, please. We just meme it.
We're just kidding, guys. But oh my God. Listen, when Tony Khan is reading, he's going to read, okay? He's going to say every word. He is going to pronounce every syllable. And man, what a great content. I was entertained during this promo.
I was entertained too. Listen, I know we be cooking Tony Khan for his special announcement, but at this point, you know what it is. Stop it. Knock it off. Mm. So on the bright side, of course, he's shilling all Wembley Stadium All In tickets again. That's for next year. Go ahead, get your tickets. But he also announced that they are having a Continental Classic where 12 wrestlers all across America, they're having this in 12 cities all across America, in Canada. Sorry, it don't pay rent. Gotta get it out of here. I burp like a man. I don't care. I'm sorry, y'all. So he's having this stuff, and he announced that also Danielson is going to be the first competitor. I'm like, okay, I love me a good classic. I love me a good cruiserweight, a good X Division classic. I love a good King of the Mountain. So I'm looking forward to more details about what it's going to be.
Yep.
It is going to be culminated at World's End December 30th. Mm-hmm. And okay, that's cool. But that's a Saturday. What about Collision Dome?
What are we doing? Yeah, and it kicks off in Chicago. Super excited. I'm going to be there. People I need to see in this tournament. Wheeler Yuta, Orange Cassidy, Takeshita, Daniel Garcia, who else?
Listen, I hear what you're saying, but before you name anybody else that's giving me, Danielson is going to win. I want to
absolutely.
But let me dream. Get me an Alex Reynolds. Give me a who else is meaty? Give me a
Keith. Donnie Hungy.
Give me a Donnie Hungy.
Could you throw Miro in there? Could you imagine? Mm.
I can see you having a Miro in there, but then it's like, I like Danielson.
Yeah.
But I think Miro and Danielson, to quote one of Miro's promos, you gave me a body of a god, but a neck full of sand.
Mm.
So it's like, I would love someone to exploit that and give it to somebody who, not anything against Danielson, he's a fantastic wrestler, phenomenal, but low-key, you don't need it. There are people who absolutely need it.
I think that announcement was more for, they should have just left it at, hey, you know, Danielson is going to be at Wembley. Wow, great. Because tickets are going to go on sale Friday, right? So you're advertising that. You're going to see Bryan Danielson at Wembley. And then Danielson could have been like, and, you know, I will be there to crown this champion for my last run.
Exactly.
Because I feel like he's going to win. There's no way he's not going to win.
That's something you have to put other names in there. Like, I see Pac being thrown around in there. Oh. And that is something to me that I'm like, if there's a Pac, a Brody King, who Brody King doesn't necessarily need it, but I believe he could win it.
Yeah.
Or Lance Archer. Not Lance Archer. I think Lance Archer could win it, but Lance Archer is your starter feud. But he was somebody who needs it because he went everywhere else but AEW.
Which is so sad, right? We talk about Lance Archer and how he's literally a monster. He's got monster in his name. What are you doing, sir? You're not winning. So what's happening? What are we doing here?
I don't understand. I'm trying to think of other people too, who I'm like, a Preston Vance. Mm-hmm. That would be
fantastic. Dalton Castle. Bring him in. Start pushing Dalton. Come on.
Like, there are a bunch of people who I think if you mix them up with Bryan Danielson, that since this is a tournament, you could book it based off of points and you could really put visibility on some people who may be perpetually in the undercard. Yeah. I am not a fan of Matt Menard and Daddy Magic, but give them the push here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They've been here since whatever happened to Angelico? Give him the push. Like
poor Angelico.
I'm digging in my bag, but I'm at the bottom of the ball. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
who else is in here?
Like, I see some of the same people every week. So I would like to see the people who may not. Luchasaurus, actually, not Christian Cage and Luchasaurus, Luchasaurus.
Yeah.
A returning Jack Perry. I know some of y'all. Yep. I know how y'all feel about that, but a returning Jack Perry. Come on now.
People would be mad, but you know, Jack Perry, I think he might be coming back in a bigger moment, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, this tournament is really should be making a star. You know, yeah. Ricky Starks won the Owen Hart tournament and he's a tag champ now. Willow, we're still seeing what happens with Willow. But, you know, these tournaments need to mean something.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. It can't just be a trophy like the tag women's tournament that Eva Lise and Diamante got, you know, and then nothing happened with that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on from that. That was a lot. This, I was gooped. It is 9:10 and we got a women's match. Oh, 13 minutes early. They heard me talking crap on Twitter. Yeah, if y'all follow me on Twitter, Cresta the Star. 9:20 to 9:23, we get our obligated women's match. And we got it at 9:10 tonight. Yep. And as always, the match slapped. Ugh, I was surprised. It got time. We got Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart. And these two broads tried to kill each other, and that's what I do like. That's what I do like. I want to give a special shout out to that stretch where I don't know if Julia Hart was stretching Willow or Willow was stretching Julia, but it looked like it hurt, and the both of them hated it. Well, I think Julia ended up getting into a roll through, and that was really cute. Willow got her legs and her arms worked over this match, so she couldn't execute the pounce. She couldn't execute the power bomb. Mm-hmm. So I give good on Julia Hart for that. She tries the heartless lock, Julia Hart, but Willow powers out and gets to a vertical base because she is so strong. Willow Nightingale versus Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill. When? Stop playing with me. Julia gets yeeted into the steps after a distraction by Brody King. And Willow Nightingale starts feeling the fantasy. And she does a cannonball into the steel steps. And here's where the beginning of the end is. Julia goes up top. Willow knocks her down. Gets her a powerbomb on Julia. But Julia lands on her feet. Is able to push through on Willow Nightingale, moonsaults on Willow Nightingale for the Julia Hart win. I feel like that was a lot I said.
You got it out.
Yeah. So what did you think of this match? I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good, stiff match. I know Julia Hart had to win here, but I want to see Willow win everything and a day.
Absolutely. This match was fantastic. Probably top two, probably the match of the night, I would say. I think it was the best match of the night. I loved it. I think that the storytelling really helped with this because that's why I was excited. You know, I'm like, okay, you never know what could happen. You know, Julia is such a strong member of the roster right now. She's literally the leader of a faction. We think it's Malakai. It's not Malakai. It's Julia Hart. And Willow is just so high up there in fan ranking. She's, I would say, probably top five, right?
Yeah.
It's in AEW. And it's just like, this is what we ask for, right? They had a good amount of time. They were fantastic in the ring. And if we had just another women's match on the card, you know, that would also be great. But this is what we can get when we give the women time, when we give the women stories, when we really just let them go out there and be them, right? Like, this was fantastic. And oh man, just Willow, she deserves the world. She's so kind. She's so beautiful. Same thing with Julia, right? I think they've both fantastic. I just can't say enough wonderful things about them. Can't say enough wonderful things. But man, Willow is so strong. And this is where I'm going to bring up the barking again. When she was in there barking and the audience was like also barking, I'm like, this, oh my God, this is so House of Black. Like,
she's a big meaty woman slapping meat.
Yes. I was like, Brody does the exact same thing. And then she goes face to face with Brody and Brody starts barking. And I said, this is perfect. Add her to the House of Heart. Like, that is perfect storyline right there.
I think every tag team needs a heavy. And Willow being in House of Black, House of Heart is so unexpected, but she would literally be your Brody King. And who is messing with a heel Willow Nightingale? Oh my God. Oh, that would be so good. That would be so good. In my mind, a heel Willow Nightingale and Thunder Rosa would be terrorism on that roster. You're not winning anything. You're winning nothing. Winning nothing.
Yep. And, you know, I think if this group, this women's group actually does end up happening, which would be Julia, Willow, and Sky Blue, maybe someone else, we don't know. But I think this could be what the Outcast should have been, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you had Ruby, Saraya, and I'm forgetting the third. Why am I forgetting a third? Tony.
Yes. Mind the shoe.
Yes. I think that, you know, they really tried to sell it there, but I don't think it had enough story. Mm-hmm. And Julia and the House of Heart would have a fantastic story. So who knows? I think that that would definitely work. But man, props to the women tonight. They really killed it. And Willow, again, super powerful. She had a big suplex on the outside. And that's when, like, Brody was yelling at Julia this whole match. I said, sir, please, you're going to stress her out.
Like, Willow is a tough ask. That's like going in there with Samosa Joseph or who, Keith Lee. That's a tough ask. And, like, I don't care how good you are. Even Daniel said, when Keith Lee hit it with the bear paws, it hurts. It hurts.
Yeah, really does.
I will say that I wish that there is going to be a little bit more for these both ladies, but we'll see how this TBS title shakes out situation. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah.
We have a Humper Chat from Bizarro. Big L says, nobody wants to encourage JD McBobblehead. Ouch, oof. I'm still upset at Rick for not getting that. He is disappearing daddy. He didn't come back with the milk last week. Okay, that's fair. I did. Now that you say that, I was like, how did you not get that? Anyway, talk all the ish about him this week. And who let Nigel off his leash? His 77 line was wild. So I was watching that in Discord. And a few of my friends also watch wrestling. And they were like, yo, he really said that on air.
You know what? And you know what's crazier to think? I think he might have come up with that one on the spot. That one was a little too quick with it, right? He was probably like, his impulses, what is it? Something, it just came over him and he's like, you know what? I'm going to say it now. Here's a chance.
Now a chance.
Shivani, the whole night, he was like, I don't know if I want to turn to face him a little bit. He's like looking away. That Tony Schiavone was stressed.
Tony Schiavone is that good kid at class who does all his homework. Mm-hmm. And Nigel McGuinness was being that kid like, yo, you want to do some drugs? We are in science. What is wrong with you? Go to the bathroom like a normal degenerate.
Bathroom, put that back in the Petri dish. Like, don't stop touching things.
Bro, what are you doing? Nigel was on one. And honestly, normally sometimes I complain about Nigel, but tonight it was too funny. Mm-hmm. I laughed, but Nigel... Where's the spray? Where's the horny spray? Because, and I'm thirsty. That's like my gimmick. That is literally my gimmick. But you, Nigel tonight came from my whole gimmick, stole my whole flow, ball for ball. He was on one.
Dad.
So after this, we get a backstage interview with Lexi Nair, Ricky Starks, and Big Bill.
Mm.
Ricky Starks and Big Bill are so annoying.
They talk about like, being stressed, right?
Said, we don't care how many times you call my house, how many times you show up. We're not fighting you. I don't care if you're the longest, the shortest. We have better things to do. And those things don't include fighting you guys. Mm. Ricky Starks is like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to fight you Monday. I don't want to fight you Tuesday. I don't want to fight you Saturday. I don't care. I'm not fighting none of yous. Then Lexi Nair hits him with the, okay, I hear that. What Tony Khan said you will. Mm. Ricky Starks like, how do you know this before I do? This is what I, oh my God. Fair. On the one hand, fair. I'm the champion. I should know who my next challenger is going to be. But on the other hand, if I'm not trying to fight nobody, they could have called me and I just ignored the call.
And it was the fact that he looks at Big Bill. He's like, Bill, get your girl. Like, why aren't you handling this? Why is she like this? Why does she know before we do? And we're the champions.
Liz, that's a job. Like Tony Schiavone, this is my job. It's my job to know. I'm sorry. It's my job. It's literally, your job is to wrestle. My job is to know. And if I don't know, I'm going to go to the Don Callis School of Facts and make it up. And who you going to question? I made it up. Come on now. Knock it off. We got Will Hobbs versus, who is this man?
Titus Alexander.
I didn't hear a name.
Neither did I. I don't think they said it. Rude.
Poor guy. I said, poor Johnny Jobber. And we have Paul White on commentary. I don't know if you guys heard, but JR said he's taking some time away from commentary. So I wish JR all the best. I'm sure we all wish him the best. Get better soon. I love JR. I don't care. Not too much on JR if y'all got something that bad to say. Not too much. Okay? But we got Paul White on commentary, which I...
Did you hear him? Because, I mean, I noticed, but, like, not really. No offense to Paul White, right? But it was like, eh, okay.
Because I thought... I tell you, you know Kevin Kelly.
Commentary was just so good tonight that he really... To make an impact, he really needed to be out there, right? And I don't think he was out there enough. Like, unless they, like, physically addressed him, and I know, you know, Hobbs did during the match.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have noticed if Hobbs hadn't, like, really addressed him. And poor Titus Alexander, that guy, Titus Alexander is such a talent. He's going to be huge, right? He's going to be huge one day. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Rest Friends on YouTube. I have an interview with Titus Alexander. He's fantastic.
Come on now.
But, man, Hobbs in this match... I have no, like, okay, we get it, sir. You're strong, powerful, I guess. And now he's going after the Big Show? Dude, pick on somebody who can fight you back. Like, no offense to Big Show, but we need somebody who's really going to swing, right?
Big Show really hasn't been the Big Show since, like, early 2000s. It's no shame. It's no shame. Once they took away his fist being WMDs, it was over. It was over. It was over. And I agree with you. You picking on the Big Show. What are you, Randy Orton, legend killer? Stop it. This man got shotgun knees. Knock it off. Stop it. That's not nice.
Shotgun knees.
Girl.
Mm, you know that's going to be in the private chat. If you guys wanted to talk about it, send us a super chat or a humper chat.
I mean, no disrespect, but there are some people. I love y'all. But you can't be beating on no damn Paul White. That's, how dare first you? Of
that's
all,
rude.
That's rude. Second of all, when Don Callis, so post-match, Don Callis says that the Don Callis family is the best. And he tells Paul White, and this is really rude. And I'm going to, you may have won the genetic lottery, but you were shortchanged in the wits department. First of all, okay, Scar from The Lion King, I see you. Second of all, even if he did, that's a big man. Paul White will definitely choke slam you, Don Callis. Really? You are batting 1,000, buddy. Knock it off.
Sean tweeted that somebody yelled at Don Callis and told him he looked like a hot dog.
I wrote that down. Whoever that was behind comments said, you look like a hot dog. I was like, yo. Whoever that fan is, you are brave.
You imagine what would that fan have done if Don Callis heard him, turned around, walked up to him? I would have been scared.
It's kind of like when people go to comedy shows and they heckle the comedians. But what if the comedians started writing jokes about you? Now you're going to be mad. What if Don Callis cut a promo on you? That's
now you're going to be in the back crying. Exactly.
You're going to want to sue fucking... Oh, I can't swear. Sorry. You're going to want to sue AEW for emotional damage. I'm like, I came here to see someone get power slammed. Not me. Emotions.
Not me.
And I thought about like, yo, so is he an Oscar Mayer? Is he one of those weird people who peel their hot dogs? What kind of hot dog is he?
What kind of hot dog?
It was pretty good. I mean, I enjoy Don Callis. Top three managers for me. Don Callis is like, if I don't know what I'm going to make it up, who are you going to question?
Exactly.
Not me. Don Callis and Taz, 10 out of 10. At the end of that, Don Callis tells Will Hobbs to smoke this fool. And I don't know why he thought that was the thing to say. I was like, that doesn't mean you don't talk like that. Donathan Callis, you do not talk. Smoke this fool. What is this, GTA?
Donald Timothy Callis needs to bring it back 5 levels. Sir. Now he's got all the young people on his team. He's got the big guys. And he's like, I could just say whatever. I got Takeshita. I got Kyle Fletcher. I got Sammy Guevara and Hobbs. Like, I'm untouchable, sir. They called you a hot dog and now you're speaking all crazy. No.
It kind of reminded me of, I don't know if you've ever played GTA, where this guy says, maybe you got rid of that yee-ass haircut. You're like, Don Callis, you don't talk like that. Stop it. I still popped. It was funny. He said, smoke that fool. I'm like, yo, bro.
Bro, what year is it? Like,
whose grandpa saw Boys in the Hood yesterday? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the home stretch. Mm-hmm. We got 2 more segments, one including this backstage with Lexi Nair and FTR, and then our main event. So if you got Humper Chats, if you got Super Chats, send them in so we can read them on air. We're going to read them all, and we appreciate you guys being here, typing with your fingers. Also, again, don't forget to subscribe to Fightful Select. We've got Scoops. We got Shaw Ross Sapp. Mm-hmm. We got Grabsity. Sometimes Joe Pearl and I do stuff. Well, Joe Pearl does stuff. Not me. Because I just kind of hang out and do stuff here. So, you know, thank you guys so much. Yes. We go backstage now with Lexi Nair and FTR. I didn't write too many notes on it because it was big. We're going to win. No one's going to beat us.
You know what? Now that you're talking about this promo, I'm thinking back to the House of Black promo. Not even FTR. I didn't write notes about FTR. I'm so sorry for them. But House of Black said something interesting. And sorry to backtrack everyone, but they said, now the enemy of my enemy is also my enemy. So
they said, we got no friends.
They said, if you got beef with somebody, we got beef with everybody. So joke's on you. Ha ha. I thought that was great.
Fantastic. We'll come down and help you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to beat you up afterwards. Yeah. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold will come down, beat up everyone, and then offer you a beer. Mm. You don't drink beer or you don't drink beer. Mm-hmm. You drink beer, you're getting a stutter.
Also, I still can't get over the fact that Roderick Strong's little intro thing says SRS, because I always think Sean Ross Sapp, and I can't unsee it now that I've seen it. So anytime Roderick Strong comes out there, somebody's got to change that graphic, because the only thing that I see is Sean Ross Sapp.
Listen, Sean Ross Sapp is about to get beat up this weekend, or happened already. So, you know, Sean Ross Sapp might actually get on AEW, so everyone could call him a shill and say how biased he is.
crazy.
You know what's not crazy? This Humper Chat from Bizarro Big L says, my proposal, not fix the singleness kind. We need the meaty man tournament. Yes. Joe, Keith Lee, Shane Taylor, Lance Archer, Big Bill, Hobbs, I'm about to get gout. There's so much meat.
Oh.
Luchasaurus, Zangief, and whoever else is beef, put the TNT or International up and slap him on it. What if he called Don a glizzy? Okay. So I love
Don Glizzy Callis. That's his middle name.
I feel like Don Callis would be of the mind that glizzy could also mean a pew pew. So yeah, I got that heat. But not knowing.
He's going to be like, yeah, I got that glizzy on me.
I love glizzies. My name is Don Callis. Let me tell you something about family. Let me tell you something about glizzies.
Glizzy Nation.
Glizzy Rise Gladiators. Who?
That's the name of his baseball team.
The Glizzy Gladiators?
Yeah.
And they play for the Glizzy Garrisons. Guys, we're immature. Thank you so much for that super chat. I think the only thing that's missing from there is Johnny Hungy. And quite honestly, I put Willow Nightingale to win that whole match. The only time she'd have problems is against Keith Lee, because that's a big man. That's a meat.
Pounce versus pounce.
That honestly, in that moment, just like poor Adam Cole, just he would cease to exist.
I thought that something that WWE did that I really loved, which crazy, I know I'm talking about it on the Collision Post Show, but their mixed tag challenge was incredible. And I think that AEW could really pull it off too. Like, let's say you pair Keith Lee and you pair Willow in a team. And now you got couples when Adam Cole gets better, Adam Cole, Britt Baker. Like, there's so many possibilities. That would be incredible. I agree.
Honestly, a Serena Deeb and a Claudio Castagnoli, disgusting. That's a stretching. There's a promo about someone I'm going to stretch your ass. I just don't know what it is. So there's.
You could do like Jamie Hayter and.
Kyle Fletcher.
Yes. Like, oh my God, that would be so good. Tony, we're giving you these ideas for free. Free 99.
1-800 call Iridian and Cresta. Two woman power trip. Let's go. We love you, Ricochino. But while you're out being an adult, we're out here being Nigel McGuinness.
We're the Nigel McGuinness of Fightful. Both of us.
Both of us. She's Nigel. I'm McGuinness. Main event time, ladies and gentlemen. We got Lance Archer versus The Righteous, which is Vincent and Dutch versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Edge. This match was okay. And I'm not saying that because I hate it or anything like that, but it is a Darby Allin match. And much like Nick Wayne, Darby Allin gets abused for 20 minutes, has a Hope power spot, and he wins. Darby Allin didn't pick up the win here. But Darby Allin being afraid of Lance Archer this match, kind of funny. This is awesome chance started before the match even started. Got to give a shout out to our old pal, our senior citizen friend Sting, for working this match. Sting was getting paid by the hour. Sting was working this match, and I respect it. Hot tag on Darby, who gives a big shotgun kick onto Vincent. And then my next line is, Darby's dying, never mind. We want Adam Chance. And then we go into the sequence of the end, which is a coffin drop on Archer, Sting running wild, and it was a stinger splash into the spear from Adam Copeland for the win. What are your thoughts on this match? I realized that I wrote Edge instead of Adam Copeland. My apologies.
You know what? As soon as he comes out, I have to write it in my notes, Adam Copeland, because if not, I will absolutely say Edge.
It's the same song and everything. I mean, it's good song.
It's not even a different presentation, right? It's the same presentation.
Exactly.
I'm going to say I don't think we needed this match tonight. I think the women could have main evented and we could have given them that time. That's my opinion. I don't think we needed this match.
That's a good opinion.
Or, you know, and even Hobbs and Titus, I also don't think we needed that. We could have given the women the whole hour. That's crazy, right?
Madness.
I'm chaotic tonight. But I liked the color coordination. I think as tag teams, it's important to be color coordinated. I think it's fun. I honestly don't know who picked up the pin, but I know Adam Copeland and Sting and Darby won.
Pinned Vincent.
I think so. Right? I know they're called The Righteous, but I always write down Flower Power. Like, that's what they give. I love that.
I'm Dark Order White. Yeah. Every time I write Dark Order White.
It's like, so Darby comes out every week and he has a different part of his body wrapped every week. And I am so tired. Darby, go lay in bed. Like,
bro,
last week it was like his elbow, his shoulder, right? This week is like his upper body, like half of it.
And my neck, my back, my knees about to snap.
It, man, yeah, I don't know. I think we could have gone without this match. So, yeah. And then Christian came out at the end. What I did like, somebody, I don't know who yelled it. It was probably the same man who called Don Callis a hot dog.
A hot dog.
Someone was like, it's Christian. And I was like, it could have been Nigel at that point. I didn't know who it was, but I thought it was so funny. That made me laugh.
At this point, I'm inclined to agree with you. This is a very standard match. Mm-hmm. I would rather have, like, Adam Copeland versus Lance Archer or something. Poor Lance Archer always losing in AEW. Or even, I'd rather see Tony Storm throw a shoe at somebody. You know what I mean?
You know, someone in the comments was like, yeah, we could have had another women's match. Absolutely, we could have. You know, Chris Statlander could have put her title on the line tonight. Could have watched, you know, on commentary.
Who's woman champion?
Like, could have also watched somebody else. Like, There's so many possibilities.
There's so many other things where it's like, now I don't hate the Righteous. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold. Like, yeah, we got Dark Order at home. You know, that's how I feel. We got Dark Order at home. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And you know, Bunny was just, you know, released, or I don't know what that story was, but she's not with AEW anymore. Mm-hmm. This is a spot she could have had. She could have had some TV time. You know, where's Penelope? Give Penelope that time. And Anna Jay. Where's Miss Anna? Come on. I feel like
she's with Jack. I think they're lovers in paradise.
Having a good old time. Good old time. Then there's just, you know, Abaddon, Red Velvet. We just saw her like.
Justice for Abaddon. There's no reason why we only see Abaddon on Halloween. And if it's not Abaddon, it's Danhausen. Mm-hmm. I want more Danhausen. It could have been, again, there's nothing wrong with this match. I just want a little variety. I want something. Yeah. Different, like we complain that the women's matches come on at 9:20 and 9:13, and I got one at 9:10, and y'all like, you happy? No more. Like,
that should be enough. That should hold you off for 3 months.
Like, come on, bro. So yeah, that was Collision. Mm-hmm. It was a fine episode. I would give it 3 out of 5. Quite middle down the road. We do have next week is Full Gear. It's middle. Listen, it wasn't offensive.
That's not even middle. You said that's bottom.
Listen, no, 3 out of 5 is the middle, because listen, I didn't want to say, oh brother, I gotta go watch something else.
the women's match was 10 out of 10. Everything else, I see it. Yeah,
Dalton Castle.
No, come on, no. Dalton Castle, phenomenal. Chef's kiss. That man can do absolutely no wrong. It's all between Dalton Castle, Julia Willow, Ricky losing his mind backstage. There was some good moments, right? Some good moments here and there. Yeah.
Just felt like it lulled. And I feel like that's a little bit par for the course. We have
Hangman promo. Yeah.
Full Gear's coming up. And I think that's this Saturday, which Tony, when is Collision coming on? Same thing with World's End. When is Collision coming on? Because you're messing with my money.
He needs to tell us, because we need to know if we're going to be recording on Sunday morning, right after Collision, if there's not going to be a Collision at all. We got to get our, you know, the girls need to know. The girlies of Fightful need to know, Tony. So if you want to run a little promo past us, we will gladly watch it.
Also, I'm going to just go ahead and say that now, I don't believe in marriage, but I think it's high time Collision and Rampage got married. That's just me. I think it's high time Collision and Rampage consummated their relationship so you can have your pay-per-views on Saturdays. That's just me.
Please, because Dynamites are really long when you have to go to the show, and then you also record a little bit of Rampage, and you might record a little bit of Ring of Honor, and then you're there for 6 hours.
Yeah, that's what happened when I went to Grand Slam. It's like, my phone is dying. I live in the hood. I gotta go.
You said I don't have a charger, a wireless charger. I can't. I gotta go.
I have enough battery to take the train to the hood.
And then turning the Wi-Fi on and Wi-Fi off to try to post the Instagram. This is not uploading.
I gotta go. I gotta leave. And speaking of people who gotta leave, Iridian, where can the lovely people on the internet find you?
you guys can head over to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Iridian underscore at Iridian Fierro. Literally, my link tree is in my bio. I got a chance to speak with Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. That interview is going to come out on Monday, so I'm super, super excited. And head over to YouTube at Rest Friends. That's WREST. Friends for all the little, you know, gossip sessions, the interviews. My Titus Alexander, who was not named today, the interview is there and he is named. Cresta, where can our beautiful, beautiful Fightful audience find you?
Before I get into that, we got a last minute humper chat. Hold on. I think I'm about to burp again. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. Don't pay rent. Get it out of here. It don't pay rent. It don't pay rent. We got one more humper chat from Bizarro Big L. Thank you, Bizarro. I be seeing you on the Post Impact show. Thank you so much for supporting this. We support you. He said, Cresta putting Keith Lee and Willow in the same match just make it harder to choose who to adore more. Also, anyone else notice Ricky wearing his Rock gear? True, because everyone keep comparing him to The Rock. I would meme it up. And Danhausen was supposed to return. Where is he at? Everyone is cursed until we get Danhausen. Absolutely. I love Danhausen. Because honestly, every time I think of Danhausen, I think of that Ricky Starks promo. I'll fight you in
Danhausen. I need another Danhausen Ricky storyline ASAP in my veins.
I want them to be in a team because that's the Rock and Sock connection for me. I need that. Every time Ricky Starks is like, yo, why am I with him? Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me over on Twitter at Cresta the Star. There's a link tree in my bio. Every Thursdays and Saturdays, I am here on Fightful covering Impact, soon to be TNA on Thursday. And I'm here with the beautiful Iridian most of the time. Sometimes Rick, sometimes Sean Ross Sapp on Saturdays. We cover everything Collision. The two-woman power trip is alive and well. Yeah. Mondays and Wednesdays, you can find me over on Twitch or TikTok. We watch wrestling together. We yuck together. Come, let's be friends. And as always, you can find all of this fun stuff over on Fightful's YouTube. You can find us on the Fightful's Patreon. Fightful, the best $5 in the business. $54 for the whole year. You're going to get the scoops from us anyway, whether they tell you with the words mixed around or you get it from the sauce. Either way, thank you guys for being here. You got the sauce. My name is Cresta Star. This is Iridian Fierro, and we had a great time colliding with you. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for being here. Goodbye. Bye. 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 End stream. Bye. End stream.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.